Trumas Perek Zion Mishnah Beis. Bas Kohen Shenisus Liyisrael V'achakach Achla Truma. A Bas Kohen that married a regular Yisrael and then she ate Truma. So she was used to, when she grew up, obviously eating in her father's house. She ate Truma there. So here, Mishalemes Es HaKeren V'eina Mishalemes Es HaChoymesh. So she pays Keren because she took from the Kohen and she's not a Kohen. But she does not pay Choymesh. Because the only person that pays a Choymesh, according to this Tana we're going to see, is Rabbi Meir Shita, is a Zar. And since she was once a Bas Kohen, and she can always go back to, if she goes back to her father's house, and is no longer married to this guy anymore, she can go back to eating Truma. So she's not really a Zar, even though temporarily she can't eat Truma right now, or hopefully it's not temporarily, but she can't eat it now. She's still not considered a Zar, so she doesn't have to pay a Choymesh. Umisasa b'sreifa. And she's also considered, if she was Mizana while she's married to the Yisrael, she gets treated just like a Bas Kohen. Like the Torah says, Bas Kohen ki teicha liznois, that her din is that she gets Sreifa. So even though she's married to a regular Yisrael, she still has a din of Sreifa because she's not a Zar. She's still considered the daughter of a Kohen. Lagabe that too. Niseis la'achin mikol apsulim. If, however, she marries one of the people that she's not allowed to, like a cholol and a sin or a mamzer, Mishalemes Karen v'chaymesh umisasin v'chenek divrei Rabbi Meir. So, according to Rabbi Meir, what she did is that she almost, in a certain way, made herself like a czar, like a czara, and she has to pay Karen and chaymesh now, if she would go eat truma, b'shoigig. And she can never again eat truma, unless obviously she would eventually marry a kohen. Umisasin b'chenek. And if now, after she's married, to example, a mamzer, she's mizana, her misa is chenek, because only a person, only a lady that's fitting to go back to Beis Avia has a din of a sreif of a bas ish kohen. But since this person can't go back to Beis Avia, she can no longer eat shum again, she's a din of a regular eishes yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Meir, so that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Chum say that she never becomes a zara until she was a zara from the beginning into end. But since this lady at one point in time was eating truma from her father's house, she's never a stranger to her father's house. So therefore, no matter what, she pays Karen and she never pays Chaymish. Umisas and Besreifa. And her misa is always going to be Besreifa. Even if she goes and she marries a Nisin, a Cholol, or a Mamzer, she's always going to have a din. If she's then Mizana, she'll have a din of Sreifa, just like every other Bas Ish Kohen.